WCBS in 35 minutes, a wrap-up of today's Watergate testimony.
Set your time to WCBS. Four tones will follow. The final loudest one marks the exact time.
It's 7 o'clock.
Lowell Thomas brings the news. From the war in the Middle East, from the Virgin Islands, from Salt Lake City comes today's news as reported by America's foremost newscaster, Lowell Thomas. Now, here is Lowell Thomas and the news.
Good evening, everybody. The Israeli army tonight admitted it has lost the east bank of the Suez Canal to the Egyptian forces, that it may require a long, hard struggle to retake it. Said Israeli General Aharon Yariv, "We have evacuated most of the Bar-Lev line, the line which is Israel's million-dollar bastion of concrete and steel blockhouses built since the 67 war when the east bank of the Suez was captured by the Israelis. And now the Israelis say that they've pulled back from 1 to 3 miles from the canal. The Egyptians say they pulled back as much as 9 miles. In the biggest air offensive of the new Middle East war, Israeli planes today flew deep into both Egypt and Syria, bombing military targets, according to Israeli spokesmen, and striking homes and buildings, causing heavy civilian casualties, according to the Syrian spokesman. Israeli authorities say their planes bombed Syrian military headquarters in suburban Damascus. White House Energy Advisor John Love says that it will be difficult, if not impossible, for the United States to import enough heating oil to keep American homes warm this winter. That is, if Saudi Arabia decides to cut off exports because of the Middle East war. To meet the possibility, he announced a joint government consumer energy saving campaign, urging Americans to reduce fuel consumption, turn down those thermostats, install weather stripping and insulation in homes. Vice President Agnew delivered an address in New York today telling his audience the Nixon administration is trying to find ways to ease the current tight situation on home mortgage credits, help low-income families achieve better housing. Speaking before the New York Building Congress at the Waldorf, the Vice President said that although billions of dollars have been poured into housing in the past 30 to 40 years, the programs have not benefited the economically deprived people for whom they were designed. News reporters are expected to file federal court motions in Baltimore tomorrow, asking Judge Hoffman to throw out those subpoenas, which would require them to disclose confidential news sources. Vice President Agnew requested the subpoenas. These, the newsmen claim, violate their rights under the First Amendment. The Vice President, under investigation for alleged contract kickbacks while Governor of Maryland, says the reporters gave out news which prejudices his chances of a fair judicial hearing on the charges against him. And Federal Judge Sherman, Christensen rather, is his final name, of Salt Lake City, says he erred in recently issuing a $352 million judgment against IBM. He says he will either change the decision or grant IBM a new trial in the antitrust suit. Judge Christensen explained by saying he incorrectly computed the damages assessed against the firm. Previously, the last memorable rainfall was way back on March 28, 6 months ago. It would seem Jupiter Pluvius has been ignoring L.A., also the Pacific Northwest, favoring the rest of the country, most of it. The U.S. Geological Survey says 1973 water year just concluded, the wettest ever. The survey's hydrologists say the nation's big five rivers, Mississippi, St. Lawrence, Columbia, Missouri, Ohio, are having average flows well above normal, with this trend still going on. In Washington, the Board of Geographic Names today voted unanimously to restore the name Cape Canaveral to the historic Florida Cape, which, as we all know, was later renamed Cape Kennedy following the assassination in 63. Today's name change applies to the point of land jutting off Florida's east coast. It doesn't affect the name of the John F. Kennedy Space Center, situated on the Cape. President LBJ had made the request for the name to be changed. It was granted. Then, soon after, sentiment to restore the old name began to grow in Florida. Cape Canaveral, it is believed, Bill, was named by a famed Spanish explorer when he reached Florida some 400 years ago. The authorities on such matters call it the oldest geographic name in the country. named by the legendary Ponce de Leon.
Old names and old ways, Lowell, sometimes preferred over the new.
As you probably know, the Cincinnati Reds scored a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets today. 12 innings it took. So their final game will be in New York tomorrow. The American League, the Oakland A's won their playoff game with the Baltimore Orioles by the score of 2-1 in 11 innings. The A's now lead that series 2-1. A lot of thrills in the baseball world today, and so long until tomorrow.
Listen again tomorrow evening for Lowell Thomas and the News. This broadcast came to you from CBS News.
And from News 88, good evening. I'm Robert Vaughn. WCBS News time is 7:09, cloudy, 63 degrees in Manhattan, humidity 58%.